This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. It's week four of high school football here on ScoresBroadcast.com, which launches its 10th calendar year come this January. Tonight, it's Fort Loramie 0-3 versus Riverside 3-0 as we kick off action in the Northwest Central Conference. It's very mild. It's a touch humid. It's partly cloudy. There's no chance of rain until late tomorrow. So it's all go tonight for this Northwest Central football clash between the Redskins and Riverside. It's an early season showdown, Chuck. Riverside, one of the favorites, a team which got knocked out of the playoffs last year, Week 10, when Fort Loramie won a 22-21 overtime thriller at Riverside. That victory vaulted Fort Loramie into the postseason when the Redskins beat the Pirates a year ago. Tonight, clearly the favorite is Riverside. Fort Loramie is without its sophomore quarterback, Austin Siegel, who began the year running the show. Connor Myring, a junior who's played very, very little at quarterback in his football playing days here at Fort Loramie, will take the signal calling duties.
Well, and that's a tough spot for the young man to be in for this very first game in the league.
Yep.
And Loramie's played a really tough non-league schedule.
Oh, boy.
But Riverside's going to be a real problem for him tonight. They've got a fullback that just runs through people. A lot of offense. It's Loramie's going to have to really play their best tonight to stay in the game.
Yeah, you're referring to Connor Cotterman, 6'2 and a half, over 200 pounds. He's a load. He's averaging nearly 8 yards a carry. You mentioned Fort Loramie's schedule to date. Mighty challenging for sure. The three opponents combined records of 8-1. Minster 2-1, Fort Recovery 3-0, Bluffton 3-0. Three very good quarterbacks faced Fort Loramie in those three games. Of course, Josh Nixon for Minster, Caleb Martin for Fort Recovery. Bluffton, a young man named Mitch Alt, three outstanding signal callers. Tonight, the marked man for Fort Loramie's defense is this Connor Cotterman. Quarterbacks falling like flies, we might say, among the football schools in Shelby County. Jack Fiesel, the junior quarterback at Sydney, out for the year. Andre wow. Gordon replaces him. Sydney's in action tonight at Fairborn. And Andre Gordon is just a ninth grader. Lehman may be down to a sophomore, Elliot Gilardi, tonight. He could be seeing most of the action. Stephen Monin, a senior. His backup, Cameron Lee. Both shaken up, injured in last week's game that we covered on Saturday, Lehman against Graham. The only starting quarterback still standing is Travis Meyer at Anna, a sophomore. So when small Division 6 and 7 programs get hit, Chuck, with injuries at that quarterback spot, it's really crippling, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, in any of the skill positions, but I'll take it a step further. You've only got so many offensive and defensive linemen.
Right.
And when you start losing players on this level, it is really hard to plug somebody else into the spot.
Yep, no question. And, again, as we just noted, Connor Meyering, very, very little experience running the show for football here at Fort Loramie, and he's thrown into that duty tonight. As head coach Whit Parks of Fort Loramie did not find out till Thursday this week that his number one quarterback, Austin Siegel, had a meniscus injury. He is lost for the season. In fact, you'll hear from Coach Parks in a few minutes during the interview, and the only young man he thought he was going to be without this week was Logan Brackman.
Yeah. Well, you know, you get the meniscus tear. I guess the good thing about that is it's never something that creates problems later on in your career. So they get it fixed, and he'll be back next year to play. But, you know, tough to lose somebody like that, and really tough for a kid.
And it's amazing the progress that the medical profession has made in the last 20, 30 years operating on knees. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. If I never would have had my first one, I probably wouldn't have had the last 10.
As I alluded, we'll hear from Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie, in a moment, along with Tim McGill, head coach at Riverside. He is in his seventh year. It's his second stint as head coach of Riverside. He is a Riverside man, true red and blue. And, of course, Whit Parks is back here at Fort Loramie, having coached at Minster just up the road several years back. And he is running the show. Very likable gentleman. Spoke with him earlier in the week. And he undoubtedly was very shocked to find out on Thursday, a couple days after I interviewed him, that he was going to be without Austin Siegel here tonight. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, including several Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. And so many thanks to American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolley in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, the developer for the Timber Trail subdivision south edge of Anna on Route 25A. and gratitude as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service at Bambauer. Bluffton University's MBA program. Finish in 2 years. Go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What is your favorite thing at Frisch's? And thanks to the In-Between, our pregame sponsor, the In-Between south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. These Anna community sponsors, Adam Sex Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, On Time High-Tech Computer Solutions at Adams Tech Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. But Chuck couldn't have a better night for high school football, unlike the last couple Fridays, which were questionable.
Well, yeah, last Friday wasn't too bad, but yeah, we've had not your normal fall so far. It's been hot.
Yeah, it's been warm, and it seems like Saturday through Thursday have been pretty nice. The threat of showers comes on football Friday night.
Well, I don't understand that. I think it's the people in the Southeast Conference trying to mess up Ohio football.
Well, as we've alluded, really challenging schedule for Fort Loramie here at the outset. The Redskins 0-3, losing last week to Bluffton 23-14. That game was tied at one point, 14-all. And Fort Loramie yet to put together four consistent quarters of football in a game. Redskins have had a good half in each of the 3 weeks, but not a strong four quarters. Last week falling to 0-3, losing to Bluffton by 9. Got beat at Fort Recovery soundly. And against defending state champs Minster week 1, the Redskins were thumped. Of course, we covered that game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Head coach Whit Parks of Fort Loramie says his Redskins are improving, A-plus for effort, and the progress is being made incrementally a little bit each game along the way.
It's been a difficult road, obviously, and we knew going into the season that it would be that way. You know, you're never prepared for it totally, but, you know, to be sitting here 0-3 is disappointing for us. But the thing that has impressed me the most about my team is probably the fact that we've played hard all three games and we haven't quit. We've been up against some opposition is exceptional. I think all three of those teams are playoff teams. A couple of them probably got a shot to win it all, you know. So, I mean, we know what we were playing against, and we just tried to keep fighting, really. And that's what we've emphasized to our players is, you know, they've had a great attitude. We just want to keep our head above water and keep fighting. And we have seen some improvement, you know. So I think hopefully down the stretch of the schedule here, we'll get to be a better football team.
Have you been able to maintain your players in terms of health? What's the injury situation like?
Well, we lost Logan Brackman. Actually, had knee surgery on Tuesday this week. It was a three-year letterman, but we haven't seen him on the field yet this year. He got hurt before the Minster game, and thought we might get him back, but they decided that it was bad enough they had to do surgery, so we lost him. But otherwise, you know, we were chipped up a little bit after playing three really physical football games. We're beat up a little bit, but probably not anybody that's going to keep anybody out of the game.
Sure. On the defensive side of the ball, you've got to be very pleased with Wes Putoff, Dan Burning. They've excelled for you.
Well, yeah, our linebackers are our leading tacklers, and they've done well. And you know, we've played some really explosive offenses, three exceptional quarterbacks. I would probably put those three quarterbacks against anybody on this side of the state. I mean, they're really, even though they're smaller schools, they're really exceptional athletes. So we've had to face that, and they've done pretty well. And we're just, you know, trying to hold our ground here technique and assignment and those things, is work real hard on those things and try to get better each day, and I think we will.
People don't realize how young this team is. You start a number of sophomores and juniors with very little experience.
Yeah, we've ended up here, especially since losing Logan. We've become younger, you know, and we've had some young kids step forward and blossom a little bit. So, you know, we're playing with four sophomores on offense, three or four juniors, a couple of them that haven't seen any action, you know, and on the same thing on the defensive side. So, but we've seen these kids get better since summertime, and we're hoping as we get down the stretch here, they'll keep getting better, and we'll become a better team because of it.
Offensively, you're working very hard to get that run game established.
Yeah, we really need to do that, and we just haven't been able to have enough continuity with our, you know, the tough defenses we've seen here and everything. But again, we've made some adjustments. We've made some personnel adjustments. We've tried to shore up our philosophy a little bit. We didn't know these kids. I didn't know these kids coming in, so we've done a few different things, and I think we're finding some things we can do, so hopefully that'll get better also.
Right. Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie football, our guest before the start of tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Riverside, another very strong opponent, 3-0, just like Bluffton, just like Fort Recovery, just like Minster. And this club, Riverside, also features an outstanding athlete, running back, linebacker, Cotterman.
Right. Cotterman is exceptional. I mean, he jumps out on you when you watch film. Both those sides of the ball, he's their running back, he's their inside linebacker, and he's an exceptional football player. So we've got to find a way to contain him. But they're an outstanding football team. They've got a lot of guys back from last year. And Fort Loramie had an overtime game with them last year, and they were able to win it. Yeah. But it's going to be difficult, and this is a critical game in our league. I mean, yeah, to start off with probably the team that's the favorite in the league to win it, you know. And so we've got to have our best game.
You have viewed tape of Riverside. What jumps out at you most in addition to Cotterman?
Well, they're good at running football. And they're very aggressive on defense. Their speed and quickness is really good. And you've got their defensive line is real active, so our offensive line is going to have their work cut out for them. And again, you've got to contain Cotterman on the defensive side of the ball, too, because he's making a lot of tackles.
Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie, talking about Connor Cotterman of Riverside. He'll be a marked man. The Redskins defense will be spying on him the entire game at Fort Loramie. Can't throttle him and hold him to a 50-yard gain. They just got to keep him in check, under control, so he doesn't have a 200-yard night, Chuck.
Well, when you're talking about a fullback that averages 8 yards a carry, that's pretty impressive, because he's not getting that running start like your running back is, like your halfback is. He's taking the ball maybe 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, so he's a bull.
And as Whit Parks noted, earlier in the week, he was aware Logan Brackman was out for the year. He didn't find out until Thursday, a couple days after I interviewed him, that Austin Siegel, the sophomore starting QB, also out for the year, being replaced by junior Connor Myring. That 11th grade status for Connor, a little misleading. He's got very, very little experience here at the varsity level. Head coach for Riverside is Tim McGill. He is in his seventh year as head coach, two stints as the mentor of the Riverside program. He says this is perhaps his second best club. He'll have a better answer after tonight's game against Fort Loramie, and he bleeds red and blue Riverside High School.
I came here when I was a young man years ago, was an assistant a couple years. You know, we had some good teams then. We made the playoffs, and I took over in 2000, coached 4 years, and we had some success in those years and made the playoffs that fourth year. I took some time off, 10 years away from the game, and you know, the program did okay, and then it began to fall in some hard times, and you know, my wife felt that that's something that I need to get back into. She felt that, you know, I could do some positive things, and you know, I enjoy coaching. I love football, but I really do this to I guess help mold young men and to what they should be. I believe that young men need to be good husbands, good fathers, and good members of their community. And I think that football truly is a way that you can help develop that. I believe in self-sacrifice and playing hard for each other, put others first. So it's been a good experience. Third year back, that first year, and we went 5-5. Last year went 6-4, and we got better as the year went on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to do better this year. I don't know where we are right now, but we're just going to keep plugging away week by week, and we'll worry about the opponent we have that week and try to stop what they do and try to get better for us throughout the week to play better each and every Friday night.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds for sure like you are coaching for exactly the right reasons. Congratulations. You referenced a playoff team in your first head coaching stint.
Yeah.
This year's club here in 2015, probably one of your two best teams as head coach at Riverside, or at least you hope so. Only three games into this season, still some unanswered questions.
I think the questions will be answered with the game. We're facing a very good Fort Laramie team. They faced incredible competition, and you know that competition is going to harden them. It's going to make them good,
mm-hmm.
And we'll find out how good we are. I'm hoping that we come out and play well. I guess I don't worry about the outcome. I believe that if you do the little things right, mm-hmm. Big things will take care of itself. We just want to come out and compete and play hard and give Fort Laramie our best effort. And at the end of the night, where whatever happens, happens, as long as both teams play to the best of their ability and make a great football game.
I like your motto, play for each other on the team, play hard, fast, and physical.
Yes, I think, you know, in this day and age, it seems like everyone's about themselves. You know, mm-hmm. you see it on the TV, you see it in the media, and it's always about me. And sadly enough, you see it in our quote-unquote sports stars in the NFL or the NBA or the Major League. And that's really not what life should be about. Especially for young men, you know, when you become a husband and father, everyone comes before you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that we should play for each other, play for a bigger cause, and play the game the way it should be, you know, hard, fast, and physical.
Riverside 3-0 coming into this game against Fort Laramie tonight. As you mentioned, you're not sure yet how really strong your team is, although unbeaten. One thing for sure, Fort Laramie head coach Wick Parks knows how good Connor Cotterman is, and so do you. He's an outstanding performer for the Riverside Pirates. Goes both ways, never comes off the field.
Yeah, he's, you know, as far as players I've coached, he's one of the best. And what's more, I think, a credit to him is the way he practices. Mm. I've never had a kid practice like this.
Wow.
He practices like a college kid, where he's focused, and no matter what the drill is, whether it's a full-speed drill or a walk-through drill, I mean, he is focused in the moment. Technique, he's always working on it. I enjoy his effort. His teammates enjoy his effort. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not a real loud rah-rah guy, but he plays hard and he leads by example, and I do enjoy coaching him greatly.
Mm-hmm. Tim McGill, head coach of Riverside, our guest before tonight's kickoff, Fort Laramie versus Riverside. You mentioned Connor, other offensive skill players around him, wideouts and performers in that offensive backfield.
Well, Hayden Robinson plays one of our other back spots for us, and he does a good job. You know, he doesn't get a whole lot of carries, but you know, he averages a good chunk of change, and he finds the end zone. You know, he does a good job staying behind his guards on their sweeps, and Peyton Shear is our other running back, wing back, does a great job blocking. He gets the ball every once in a while and makes the most of those opportunities, you know, with counters, reverses, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good north-south runner when he does those things, gets his shoulders turned. And you know, our split ends, and in our offense, honestly, our split ends are demanding. If you can't block, you don't play.
Mm-hmm.
And they realize that, and they do a good job at that. And we're hoping to be a better passing team tonight. And as we move forward, you know, we need to be better. You know, we just haven't been timed up. But Trey Henley, our quarterback, has done a great job as far as running the show. I mean, it's the first time he's done it. He's a first-year starter, first-year really quarterback, and a very smart kid. You know, he'll get questions from the huddle, and he'll answer them. You know, guard will say, hey, what am I doing on this? And here's what you need to do. Splint will ask him, halfback will ask him. So he's very intelligent, very smart, and he runs the show. I call it running the show. And he keeps calm, and he's a competitor. So we're looking for him to continue to grow and get better throughout the season.
And last year's game between these two schools, fantastic, a photo finish. If this game tonight is half as good as that game a year ago, we will all be extremely well entertained.
Well, last year was a great football game. You know, it was week 10, and it was a monsoon, freezing, blowing sideways. My wife said, weren't you cold? I said, honestly, it was such a good game, I didn't think about it. You know, we came down to overtime, and we scored, kicked the extra point, and then they scored, and Coach Burbacher, last year's coach, decided to go for two. And we talked after the game. He said, you know, I just thought we got to do it now, or we got to get out. And he made a great decision. They ran a play on two. We jump. They move 18 inches closer, and they score by 6 inches. And a credit to them, they did a great job. You know, we respect Fort Laramie a lot. You know, being my third year back, they have been nothing but class people, class players. I have nothing good things to say about that community and those people. They've treated us with respect when we've gone there. They've come here and acted in a very honorable way. So we enjoy playing them. We know that they're a standard in our league for how a football team should play, and we're just hoping to go out there and give them our best shot tonight.
Words of Tim McGill, head coach at Riverside. Tim, in his second stint as the mentor of the program, his seventh year head coaching overall. Riverside in the road, white jerseys, red pants, red headgear, a lot of blue piping. School colors for the Pirates, red and blue. Fort Laramie donning the home black from top to bottom, black headgear, red numerals outlined in white. The Fort Laramie Redskins deferred, Chuck, after winning the toss. So Fort Laramie will kick off to start the game and get the football to start the third quarter. We'll see Connor Cotterman, the fine running back for this Riverside team, on the field initially. Going to have to keep our eye on two Connors here tonight. Connor Cotterman, Riverside. Connor Meyering for Fort Laramie. Should be an outstanding game here tonight. A lot on the line. Fort Laramie 0-3, Riverside 3-0. Big night in the Northwest Central Conference this evening. Layman Catholic 1-2 on the road at Upper Scioto Valley 1-2. Lima Perry 0-3 at Ridgemont 1-2. Hardin Northern 2-1 is traveling to Waynesfield. Goshen 0-3. And of course, this game here tonight, 3-0 Riverside, 0-3 Fort Laramie. If somebody is going to chase down Riverside in the league race, it could very well have to be the likes of Fort Laramie and Layman Catholic. Fort Laramie kicking off to start the game from north to south. End-over-end kick. Riverside retrieves at the 19, returns to the far hash over the 30 to the 33, and that's where the Pirates start, first down and 10 yards to go. Returning that opening kick was Hayden Robinson, one of three running backs who are on the field for the Riverside Pirates team. It's a pistol look, a lot of wing T action, and Riverside does not like to throw the ball. This is a team, Chuck, that if you can get the lead on the Pirates, you'll get them out of their element, no doubt.
And keep them in some third and longs instead of giving them second, third, and one.
Well said. Starting quarterback, as head coach Tim McGill mentioned, is Trey Helmlinger. He is a junior. First play from scrimmage for Riverside is a good one. Outside right tackle, and busting it is Cotterman. He's got 9, 10, 11 yards as he shoots ahead to the 44. From the 33 to the 44, a gain of a yard more than necessary to get the first down, and it's first and 10 Pirates at their own 44-yard stripe. Fort Laramie with about 7 or 8 players going both ways. Flanked far left for Riverside is one of the wideouts, and that's Peyton Shear. And we've got a pre-snap flag. No doubt 5 yards coming up against the Pirates. Sky's darkening across the way. Chuck, I can't tell if that's a weather front or if that's darkness. I don't think it's real significant.
No, I think it's a weather front, but it was supposed to maybe cloud up tonight, but there is zero chance of rain. I know that sometimes they miss that, but there's not supposed to be any rain tonight. It did take the sun out of our eyes, which makes it a beautiful evening.
Right. The moisture on the radar was way back in eastern Illinois somewhere. First down and 15 yards to go now for Riverside. Pirates have it at their own 38. We've played a minute. No score. First possession of the night. Slots right and left. Man in motion across the formation is Peyton Shearer. And Helmlinger hands to Cotterman. Cotterman bulldozes through left guard. He goes beyond the linebacker, surging up across the 50 into Fort Loramie's end at the 49. Boy, Connor Cotterman uses his blocks nicely and then just explodes.
Well, they had him stopped that time, and you're not going to arm tackle him. You better get into his legs.
He is 6'2 and a half, 200-pounder, mighty strong. And you're right, Chuck, two or three arm tackles at once don't have a chance to get him down. Again, slots left and right. Pistol look, a lot of wing tee action. Man in motion this side again. Quick hitter right up the gut. Ball carrier Cotterman is tripped as he dives from the 47 or 8 to the 46 and a half. He is a yard short of a first down. Big third down play coming up here for Riverside. Daniel Burning of Fort Loramie in there on the last hit. He is one of the leading tacklers for this Redskin squad, is Burning. Riverside to the line of scrimmage, needing about 2 feet for a first down. Redskins bunch it up. Seven-man defensive front. And guess who gets the nod? Connor Cotterman, and he squeezes out a yard and a half, just enough for a first down. Ball control offensive style being exhibited by Riverside here in the game's first 2.5 minutes. First and 10 Pirates at the Fort Loramie 44 and a half.
Well, they got themselves backed up into a first and 15. They still have not shown any sign to do anything but hand the ball off to Cotterman.
Exactly. And you can bet first and long, second and long, Cotterman will get the nod on those occasions. Here's Riverside, as I say that, throwing the ball. Helmlinger with a bomb. A juggling attempt inside the 15. It is in the hands of the intended receiver, Shane Crawford, and out.
They call that a drop.
Wow.
Because he was 5 yards behind him. The ball was right in his hands, and he did not. Wasn't able to pull it in. Defensively, though, once the ball hit his hands, didn't quit on it, did a good job of knocking the ball away.
You're exactly right, Chuck, and that was as perfect a throw as you could make by the junior Helmlinger of Riverside. Just as we were talking about the vaunted running game, the Pirates threw the ball, almost scored. In fact, it should have been caught down around the 12 or 13-yard line. Second and 10 Pirates at the Fort Loramie 44. 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage is the quarterback. And it is given by Helmlinger to Cotterman. He's gang-tackled, pushed aside, tries to keep the legs digging. Down he goes just across the line of scrimmage. Good hit by two or three black shirts from Fort Loramie. Warman and Burning in there on the stop. You heard Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie, comment on the fine play of Burning and Lorman this year, along with Putoff. Those three have starred defensively in terms of tackles. It's been a 3.5-minute drive to Riverside. Second down and 9 to go from the 43 of Fort Loramie. Or I should say third down and 9 to go. After the initial incompletion, then the short run by Cotterman. Helmlinger rolling right, misses his receiver, Hayden Robinson, who is running parallel to the line of scrimmage, 7 or 8 yards downfield. It was off his fingertips. Wouldn't have been a first down had he hung on. He would have been a couple shy, but the ball was just a bit off the mark.
Well, if he makes that catch, though, I think they go for it on fourth down.
Right
now it's fourth and 8, and then they're going to punt.
Exactly.
I would still be safe. I'd have a safe call if I was Fort Loramie. I would not be surprised if they try to fake this.
At fourth and 2, you give it to Cotterman, take your chances from the 36 or 37, but nearly 9 to go for a first down, you punt it. Excellent kick, traveling down to the 16 of Fort Loramie, and a return to the 22. and the Redskins start first down and 10 yards to go.
Something I saw in their formation there, and something I'm sure Fort Loramie knows, Cotterman is the up back in the punt formation, so he would be somebody you could direct snap to.
Oh, exactly. You could short snap it to him, and away you go. You can bet that Fort Loramie is aware of his presence in that offensive backfield in the punt formation. Drew Worman, a short return on the punt for Fort Loramie, which starts with Connor Meiring at quarterback, the junior, in place of Austin Siegel, the sophomore. And here's a running play from scrimmage. Wes Putoff gets the snap directly. He's in the offensive backfield as Fort Loramie displays the wildcat, so to speak, on the first play. It goes for a couple from the 22 to the 24. Second down, 8 for the Redskins. We've played a little better than 4 minutes, no score. Quickly played opening quarter. Fort Loramie's first possession. Connor Meiring is the quarterback, several yards behind the line of scrimmage. And here is a handoff in the offensive backfield. Oh, it's a good sweep around left end by Wes Putoff. He gets a block across the 30. Barrels to the 35-40. Flushed out of bounds into the Redskins bench. Meiring dealt the ball to Putoff, and he got a good seal block on the near side, Chuck, and away he went. He had a lot of real estate, an open alley down the sideline.
He showed a lot of speed when he got the corner turned, and you're right, the blocking on the outside was excellent.
So it's first down, 10 yards to go for Fort Loramie. Nose of the football, an inch or two short of the Redskins' 45. No score, 7:30 left in the opening quarter. Redskins in the spread formation. Here is the ball snapped back to Drew Worman, who's in at the Wildcat on this play. And Worman spins up over the 45 to the 46. You heard Fort Loramie head coach Whit Parks before the game say, we've got to watch out for Cotterman offensively and defensively because he is a superb linebacker as well. And he made the last stop. In fact, the knee touchdown right at the 45 of Fort Loramie, no gain. Second down and 10 for the Redskins, who've got four offensive players in the backfield. Handoff, left tackle, it is Wes Putoff. He's got a crease. Look at him go into the secondary of Riverside. Wes Putoff skipping down inside the 30. Putoff, not to be denied, powers all the way to the 20. And he's banged out of bounds at about the 17 or 18-yard line. Excellent line blocking up front. Opening a gap for Putoff. He slid right through it. And then he turned on the afterburners.
That was a strange formation. And I'll tell you, Riverside did not pick up where the ball was until Putoff was in the open.
A lot of deception right now in Fort Loramie's offensive backfield. Riverside's defense has been misled on a few plays so far. 6.5 to go. First quarter, no score. Fort Loramie with a threat. And here's a handoff outside right tackle. Fake in the offensive backfield. Putoff wound up being dished the football as Riverside got good penetration, dragged down Putoff at the 15. He might have picked up one. Second down and 9 for Fort Loramie. We played half the first quarter, no score. Each team with a possession. Riverside marched into Fort Loramie territory, had to punt. And Fort Loramie is at the 15 of Riverside. Redskins take a timeout. 6 minutes to go in the first, no score on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November of 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
As we return to action after the Fort Loramie timeout, Drew Werman for the Redskins cracks outside right guard, and he keeps those legs kicking, driving down inside the 10 to about the 6-yard line. And it's goal to go now for Fort Loramie, Chuck.
First and goal, and I'll tell you, that's, again, another that misdirection and that direct snap. They don't know who the ball's going to go to on the snap, and right now they're puzzled.
Sometimes when you change personnel and give a different look in the offensive backfield, and the opposition has no game tape to look at.
I don't remember seeing this formation against Minster.
No. Here is a direct snap to Josh Siegel now, who's in at the offensive running back spot for Fort Loramie. He was the feature back in game one against Minster. And Josh Siegel gets a little bit of an opening between guard and tackle. And he spins down to about, what, the 6-yard line, Chuck?
I think they call it right on the 5. Second and goal from the 5.
5 minutes left in the opening quarter. No score. Each team with a possession. Fort Loramie with a serious threat. Here's the snap back to Connor Myring. Handoff, end sweep, left side. Ball carrier for Fort Loramie. Won't go down. Finally, stubbornly, he is yanked to the turf at about the 3. West Putoff got inside the 5. Third and goal. Connor Cotterman grabbed him by the shoulder pads. Hung on for dear life. Got some help. Fort Loramie still short of the end zone. 4.5 minutes to go first quarter. Chuck, it's been a long time since I've seen 8 minutes go off the clock and only one possession each way in high school football.
That's because nobody's throwing the ball.
Exactly. Here is the misdirection offensive backfield. Ball carrier for Fort Loramie is tripped at the 2, stumbles to the 1. Let's see where the knee went down.
Well, he fumbled the ball, and they had to dive on it, so he actually lost the 2 yards that he got, and it's going to be fourth and goal now from about the 3.
Yep, the ball carrier put off did manage to wiggle down to about the 1.5. The football was left behind at the 3. Redskins recovered. Goal to go. Fourth down, Fort Loramie. Riverside, you can bet, is going to have a 9 or 10-man defensive front here. Fort Loramie has one receiver, split a couple yards to the right, and that's it. Snap back, running right, Fort Loramie. Wanting to throw back outside the 10-yard line is Myring. He can't deliver the football. He's drilled as he lets it go, and it's ruled, I think, an incomplete forward pass.
Right, I like the play call. He rolled him out, gave him an option, but the defense, the tackle got through there so fast, he had no time to even look.
And give the Riverside coaching staff a lot of credit, Chuck, for putting the heat on Fort Loramie's offensive backfield. Riverside had a hunch Redskins might throw the football. That was a good guess. So Riverside takes over at the Pirates 3. 3.5 to go first quarter. We've eaten up 8.5 minutes of the opening period, one possession each way. And you can bet inside the 5-yard line, the young man being dished the football here, play after play, will be Connor Cotterman for Riverside. The quarterback, Helmlinger, takes the snap in the end zone. Gives it off on the play to the running back, who goes outside left tackle. It's Peyton Robinson, not Cotterman. And Robinson knifes beyond the 5 to about the 7. He picked up at least 4, second down and 6.
Well, they run that double wing formation, and you get a lot of misdirection out of that. But if you can get penetration and wait for him, if you play your lanes, you can hurt him on this deep in their own territory.
Defensive end Frank Meyer, 6'4", 195-pound junior, in there on the last stop for the Redskins. Helmlinger at quarterback for Riverside. No score. Pirates second possession. 2:45 to go first quarter, and we've got a flag, perhaps to lay a game against the Pirates. The officials huddle up at the line of scrimmage. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Tom and Jerry's Electric Heating, Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, and M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It is a five-yard penalty against Riverside, second down and 10, back inside the five. Man in motion. Helmlinger gives it to the man swinging to the near side, and he's corralled in the offensive backfield. Nothing doing. Hayden Robinson tried to swerve around the end, but Fort Loramie smothered that play. Wow, it was smelled out by Dylan Eilerman. Third down and close to 10 yards to go for a first down for Riverside at the Pirates 3. 2:20 left to go first quarter. Riverside to the line of scrimmage. Would the Pirates dare pass from their own end zone here?
I don't know. I think they've kind of outfought themselves here. They have not given the ball to Cotterman in places where you'd think he'd be getting. That's a safety.
Oh, Helmlinger faked the inside handoff. He wants to keep it. He's wrapped up behind the line of the end zone. Down he goes. It's a safety.
No, they're marking him on about the half inch.
Oh, my goodness. Riverside given the benefit of the doubt. Josh Siegel came barreling through, and it looks like from here, Chuck, the back end of the football is on the goal line.
But boy, he looked like it, but I guess when they talk about his momentum stopped,
yep,
and then they pushed him back in the end zone, I guess. But, boy, it's only going to be a 10-yard instead of a 14-yard snap back to the punter.
Hayden Robinson to punt. Line of scrimmage about the 1 foot wide. It's nearly blocked. Hayden Robinson kicks it very high, very, very short. Fort Loramie with a catch, believe it or not, at the 24-yard line. Tackle made immediately.
He couldn't even take a step. He had to catch it and kick it.
That was about as bad a punting position you could have on a football field.
It's the worst. If it's any farther back, it's a safety.
Line of scrimmage. The 1 foot line, the ball was punted 9.5 yards deep in the end zone. And with the wind at Robinson's back, he could only muster it out to about the 25, where Fort Loramie snatched it, tackle was made. He just really couldn't swing the leg big time because he had to boot it right away. Couldn't follow through. Fort Loramie came slashing in, nearly got a piece of the kick. Redskins running on first and 10, outside left tackle for four, down to the 20-yard line. 1 minute left to go, first quarter, no score. Again, Fort Loramie deep in Riverside territory after the very short punt. Under a minute now left in the quarter. Coming in with a play from the bench is the Redskins' Josh Siegel. Connor Meyering at quarterback, but the ball has been snapped directly in this game to Drew Worman on occasion, also Wes Putoff on occasion. Running play, Redskins right up the gut as the ball went to Drew Worman directly from center, and Worman rode the block of Tate Schultz, the center, and guard Jacob Kitzmiller. And barged down inside the 15 to the 14 and a half. He's a yard short of a first down. Seconds tick off. First quarter closes. We played one here at Fort Loramie. Redskins threatening. No score on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Do you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. Fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's Electric, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Third down and short for Fort Loramie. Here's a running play, right tackle. There's room inside the 13 to the 12. First down for the Redskins as Worman charged ahead. Opening second, second quarter. After a late first quarter short punt by Riverside, which was backed up at its own 1 foot line, Fort Loramie took over at the Pirates 25. And Fort Loramie is trying to wedge out the last quarter of the football field to get the game's first points. No score. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage, displaying a couple tight ends and one, two, three, four players in the offensive backfield. It's a new look formation. And right up the gut, rushing the football for Fort Loramie is Josh Siegel, who's got 37 on his back. Siegel plows inside the 10 to the 9, stacked up right there.
These are the hardest numbers to read on their home jerseys, except for maybe Lehman's.
Right. The Fort Loramie numerals, red on black, outlined thinly in white, but still very challenging to read. No question about it, Chuck. Played a minute here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage after a gain of two. Second down and eight at about the nine of the Riverside Pirates. Here's Myring back to throw. Shoots it out of the left flat. It is juggled. It is tipped away. Intercepted by the Pirates. And it may go the distance, 90 yards down the far sideline. There's a late flag near midfield. It's a touchdown at the moment for Riverside. Wow, what a play by Crawford. Sean Crawford, a senior defensive back, got the ball which bounced off the fingertips of a Fort Loramie player. It was a jump ball in the left flat. Excellent play by Crawford. Let's see what the marker's about.
Boy, it was thrown about 40 yards behind the play. So whoever did something, I would be screaming at him if I was the coach.
And on the opposite side of the field to boot. You're right. It was an extremely unnecessary foul on Riverside.
They called it on Loramie.
Right. If it was on the Pirates, it was not needed, but it is against Fort Loramie, and obviously Riverside will decline it and take the touchdown by Crawford. Wow, what a defensive play.
Yeah, that was a terrific interception. The throw, and it comes from total lack of time out there. The throw was about 2 seconds later than he needed to throw it. He had him open. He just threw it late.
Exactly. Here's the extra point try by Riverside.
Wow.
It's up and away, and it is good. Inside the left upright, Long, who is the center for Riverside, smacked it through just to the inside of the left post. Well, we saw a defensive score last week by Graham against Lehman, and we see one here tonight, early second quarter by Riverside against Fort Loramie. Pirates 7, Redskins nothing early in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Xenia Community Schools. We recently constructed 5 elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows in 2 of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media center.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web at AAGinc.oh.com.
Riverside's kickoff is short. Fort Loramie catches at the 38. The run back up over the 45. First and 10 Redskins. I should say the catch by Werman was at the 28. He brought it back over the 35. And Fort Loramie, which has had the football in Riverside's end of the field for much of this first half, gives up a pick six just a moment ago, and Riverside has taken a 7-0 lead with 10:40 remaining in the second quarter of this game. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Two tight ends, four offensive players in the backfield, running play, right guard. Gain shy of the 40. Werman nudged ahead for two. Second down and 8 for the Redskins at their own 39. So many thanks here to Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. 2 minutes gone, second quarter, 7-0 Riverside. Second down, 8 for Fort Loramie from the Redskins, 39. Inside handoff, a bevy of blockers in front for the ball carrier, who angles outside right tackle. It's Wes Putoff slicing ahead to the 42-43. Still a good 5 yards short of a first down.
I think that play was supposed to go the other way, and there was a defensive lineman standing right there, so he cut it back. Did a nice job of getting some positive yards out of it.
Putoff bounced it to the near side, squeezed out 4. Third down, 4 left for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 43. 9:26 to go, second quarter. Riverside 7, Redskins nothing. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage, slot left. Snap will come to Werman in the offensive backfield at the Wildcat post. Takes it back at the 40. Dances around left end, and he struggles to get to the 45, knocked down at the 46. 2 yards short of a first down. 4 yards short of midfield, and the punt unit comes on for the Redskins. 8:51 left to go, second quarter, 7-0 Riverside. Fort Loramie will punt the football with the wind at the Redskins' backs. Cody Gasson will boot it from inside his own 35. One deep back is at the 20 for the Pirates. It's Hayden Robinson. Gasson with a low kick. It hits at the 28. Robinson will have a difficult time returning. He takes it on one long hop back at the 13. He tries to take it to the far side of the field. Can't get beyond the hash. Good punt coverage. Redskins string it out. Tackle made in the area of the 15-yard line.
Not a real artistic-looking punt, but very effective.
Indeed,
it was. Did a nice job. The return man did a nice job of getting that, because if he doesn't pick it up on the bounce, that's going to go down about the 5.
You're right. All too often, the return man will shy away from gloving that ball, and it goes another 10 or 15 yards downfield. And that would have been a nightmare for Riverside. Inside its own 5. Nonetheless, it's at the 15. Straight ahead, Cotterman powering 18, 19-yard line. He got 4. Second down and 6. 8 minutes left in the second quarter, 7-0 Riverside. Riverside's offensive line features Trey Long at center, a junior. The guards, a junior Logan Parker and junior Hunter Craiglow, the tackle senior Johnny Norris, and sophomore Andrew Racine. The quarterback, an 11th grader, Trey Helmlinger, running the show. Man in motion near side. And it's a sweep this direction. Corners turned at the 20, 25, 26. Ball carrier rolled out of bounds into the Redskins bench. Hayden Robinson scampered to the near side. And he got about 6 or 7 and a first down. Unless it is marked back at the 24-and-a-half, where his knee touched down on the boundary. And that is the case.
I think it's going to be 3rd and about a foot.
7:31 to go, second quarter, 7-0 Riverside. Pirates with the white jerseys, red numerals, red headgear, red pants, school colors red and blue. In fact, there's far more blue in the Riverside cheering section across the way than red. But the football uniforms, predominantly the red color. Ball given to Cotterman, and he steams ahead on the near hash after the 28 and a first down. He got a little better than three, first and 10 Pirates. And you can bet now, Chuck, the ball control style attack is underway for the Pirates. It's a team that prefers to not throw the football unless it is absolutely necessary.
Well, both teams are 0 for 4 with an interception throwing the ball, so I think running seems to be the way to go.
Jet sweep, Robinson, far right end. Fort Loramie's all over it. Boy, it smelled out nicely, and it's stuffed at the 30-yard line. Robinson got two, if that. Very nice job of Frank Meyer, the defensive end for the Redskins, who's had a good outing so far tonight.
Second name, ball on the 30-yard line.
Down to 6:40 to go, second quarter. Time moving along very quickly tonight. One rushing play after another. Scoreboard clock very seldom is coming to a halt.
It's like a running clock without the 30-point lead.
Right, yes. Right on.
Oops.
Uh-oh, we've got miscommunication. Offensive backfield for the Pirates. 2 men in motion, costing Riverside five.
Illegal motion penalty against Riverside.
And with that, the clock does stop at 6:19 to go till halftime. Fort Loramie kicked off to start the game. Redskins will get the ball to begin the third quarter. Down right now, 7-0. And given the fact these two teams not real proficient at throwing, boy, a two-touchdown lead in this game would be large. Helmlinger, a left-handed thrower. It's a long, high fly down the middle of the field. And it's a jump ball at the 50. Caught by the Pirates at the Fort Loramie 48. Hayden Robinson circled. The receiver came back for it. Like a center fielder, Chuck. He surrounded the ball, got position on the defensive back. The pitch downfield a bit underthrown, but it was high enough to give the deep receiver time to get where he needed to be.
Well, Robinson did a great job of shielding the defender because it was not bad pass defense.
First and 10 Pirates, which go up top successfully. Here's a counter, far side Robinson trying to swerve the corner. Gang tackled by Fort Loramie at the 48-yard line, no gain. 5.5 to go, second quarter, 7-0 Pirates.
By Redskins tackler Josh Siegel and number 25, Daniel Burning.
They'll technically give the ball carrier for the Pirates a plus one, second down and 9. Well, Fort Loramie's defense, Chuck, against the run has been stout so far in this game.
They're doing a nice job. Yeah. They've held Cotterman to 36 yards on 7 carries.
The one score by the Pirates, not on offense, a defensive touchdown, a pick six by the Pirates early on second quarter. Oh, here's a good running play. Cotterman, just as we speak about him, he bolts down inside the 40 of Fort Loramie into the secondary. Finally racked up at about the 37 as he charged ahead for 11 or 12 first down Pirates. Well, last week, Fort Loramie and Bluffton were tied 14-14 at the half. It was a real good ball game.
Right, you're right about the two-score lead here. Ooh, they go up 14-0. It's going to be tough to come back from.
No question about that. It's one of those nights where a four-quarter football game is going to feel like maybe just three because time is ticking away fast. These two teams do nothing but run it. Outside left tackle. It is Riverside, very short advance to Peyton Shear. Stopped right in his tracks at the 35-yard line. Nate Plyman in there on the stop, had some help from Wes Putoff. 4:15 to go in the second quarter, second down and 7 for the Pirates from the 34.5 of Fort Loramie. Now let's see if Riverside does elect to throw it in this set of four downs. And here is the quarterback faking, giving around right in the ball carrier, breaks a tackle, breaks another, gets wide on the periphery of the Redskins defense down the sideline. shooting all the way to the end zone. Hayden Robinson for six. He's got the touchdown from 35 yards away.
Boy, they had him stopped at about the line of scrimmage, and he squirted through, and he's got some wheels.
Just as we spoke a little too positively about Fort Loramie's defense against the rushing game, the Pirates break it from 35 yards out for six. 13-0 Pirates. Long on to try the PAT. 3:47 to go in the first half.
I think it's Cotterman.
I'm sorry, it's Cotterman on to try the point after touchdown. The kick away by him. He drills it. It's a little wide left. No good.
He's got a lot of leg.
Outside the upright, he missed it. Could not connect. That point might loom large. You never know. 3:47 left till halftime. Riverside 13, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna, Village Utilities and Safety, plus country living in style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219, 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
Connor Cotterman kicks off for Riverside, and he drives it hard down inside the five-yard line. It goes out of bounds. Cotterman is a Mr. Do-It-Everything for this team. He place kicks the PATs. He's one for two in that department tonight. Kicks off. Outstanding linebacker, fine fullback for this Pirates team, although pretty well balanced. Other weapons have been factors for the Pirates in this game tonight, Chuck.
No doubt. I mean, Cotterman does not get much lift on his kick. I think he'd be a heck of a soccer player.
You're right. He could knock that goal in from midfield. 3:47 left in the second. Here's a sweep left in by Fort Loramie. It's good for 10 yards and then some. Fine running play near the 50. It goes for 15. Wow. Jake Ward sprinting around left end for Fort Loramie. And it could be very important, Chuck, for the Redskins to get points on the board here before halftime.
Oh, it would be huge to get this thing down to six at the half.
Keep in mind, Riverside missed its second PAT. 13-0 game. Redskins have it first and 10, right at the 50 after that 15-yard dart by Ward. 3:38 to go till halftime. Here's a low snap, handoff, delayed, running play thwarted just across midfield at the 49. Put off is subdued right there.
A low snap like that just throws the timing of the whole playoff.
Yep, it almost misfired completely. Fort Loramie did wedge out a yard. Second and nine, 49-yard line of the Pirates. 3:12 to go second quarter, 13-0 Riverside. Fort Loramie with receivers left and right. Connor Myron getting the start at quarterback, the junior, in place of injured sophomore Austin Siegel. Oh, here's a good cutback move. Jake Ward wanted to swerve around right in, stopped on a dime, cut it back against the grain, and he slipped through the Riverside defense, picked up nine. About 2 feet short of a first down.
He had three defenders out there waiting for him where he was supposed to go. Great job of reading the play.
Yeah, he saw red helmets. That meant a stop sign.
Yeah, he wasn't going to get wide.
So he knifed it against the flow and generated a positive nine for Fort Loramie. 2:21 remaining till halftime. Redskins down 13-0. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage, and a timeout is taken by the Redskins. Fort Laramie down by two scores, just over two to play in the second quarter. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Laramie. Customer pricing and financing always. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. And see them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. GeyersInc.com. Just over two to play second quarter. Fort Laramie with a third and one at the Riverside 42-yard line. 13-0 Pirates. Riverside crowd traveling well. Good throng from Logan County here across the way. From the Wildcat, Fort Laramie running around right in. The ball carrier high steps it out of bounds. It's Ward pushed to the sideline right at the 40. He's got the first and 10. And Chuck, I think that play was designed to get the clock stopped and produce the first down, too. It worked. 13-0 Pirates. Redskins need a score late in the second. Fort Laramie would receive the second half kickoff. Riverside with a defensive touchdown, a pick six, which traveled what, Chuck, about 80 yards or so? Don't know what
on the interception.
Yeah,
about 95.
Was it closer to in excess of 90? Here is Fort Laramie trudging around right tackle, and on this play, Werman is throttled at the point of attack. Gain of a couple feet, and that's it. Second down and 9 for Fort Laramie. Under 2 to go. Second quarter. 13-0 Pirates. Fort Laramie with the football at the Riverside 38.
Redskins had to use a timeout defensively in the first drive, so they're down to one timeout now.
Yeah, good recall. Two receivers short side for Fort Laramie. Two offensive backs in this play. Here's a deep drop, and the quarterback for Fort Laramie winds up to throw, ball stripped and recovered by the Pirates back at the 47. At the quarterback position, it's been a tough one to fill for Fort Laramie.
I don't think that Peyton Manning could have gotten that off. He came around the corner and knocked that ball away before he had a chance to even set up.
No doubt about it. Somehow or other, you had to have eyes in the back of your head on that one. Well, Riverside snatches the football right away from the Redskins. As Fort Laramie made the wind-up to heave the pass down the field, and Riverside yanked it right away, recovery at the 46, and the Pirates take a timeout with 1:29 left to go here in the first half, and Riverside in the lead by a count of 13-0. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Laramie, has a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. At M&A Muffler and Tires, take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt. At M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie, 295-3971. Minute 29 remaining, second quarter, Riverside to the line of scrimmage. Pirates with a first and 10. 46-yard line in Riverside's end of the field. Now Fort Laramie has coughed up the football twice, once a pick six, and on the second occasion, a fumble on Riverside's half of the field. Both turnovers, stop drives. Here's Robinson trying to get the corner turned. Does slightly. Fort Laramie comes up to greet him. Robinson chugging around end is pasted to the turf at about the 47 of Fort Laramie. Or I should say of Riverside. Just over a minute to play now, second quarter. 13-0 Pirates lead. Riverside would like to tack on points before halftime, but I'm sure Chuck very pleased to see the last-minute run off without Fort Loramie getting the ball back. Pirates own a two-score advantage. In fact, the quarterback, Helmlinger, has retreated back to the 40, stares at his sideline, lets the play clock run all the way down to 42.9, and takes a timeout. Back in a moment, inside a minute to go in the second quarter. Pirates up 13-0 over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Cowderman, the ball carrier for the Pirates, has stood up after gaining four. He plugged ahead to the 50 right at the midfield stripe, center of the field between the hash marks, third and six Pirates, 19 seconds to go late in the second quarter, clock running down. Neither team about to get it stopped, and that will do it, and the first half comes to a close. Riverside Pirates have stopped two Fort Loramie drives as a result of takeaways. One a pick six for a score. The other touchdown for the Pirates, a 35-yard romp to the end zone by Hayden Robinson. As Chuck noted a moment ago, the pick six went for about 90 and a touchdown. It is Riverside 13, Fort Loramie nothing here at the half. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Our halftime report comes up in a moment. It is 13-0 Riverside over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie High School. Halftime, Riverside leads the Redskins 13-0 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not heard of Brookins, it's been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami-Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on its walls right beside the pics of the current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches and pizza and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You can just sit back and relax and enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room can seat up to 60, and the spacious second floor is also available. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins, located in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. Don't want you to miss out on great savings at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. In-store items marked down, plus additional savings on the Goffney Furniture website, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Great value for you. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and adult and youth bedrooms, and more. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Halftime score, Riverside 13, Fort Loramie nothing. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, we're looking at a 13-0 Riverside lead. If you look at the stats, Fort Loramie had 21 rushes for 124 yards, missed both their pass attempts. They have 124 total yards. Riverside has 127 total yards, 18 of 101 on the ground, 1 of 3 for 26 yards, 6 first downs for Fort Loramie, 5 for Riverside. The difference is Loramie's got 2 turnovers. One was a 90 to 95 yard interception return for a touchdown, and the other one was when they were driving and they turned the ball over in Riverside territory late in the first half. So yard-wise, very competitive game. Turnovers the difference right now.
Riverside head coach Tim McGill said before the game, Chuck, he wasn't sure how really good his 3-0 team was. I think in the first two quarters, at least to the Fort Loramie fans, the Pirates have answered the bell quite well.
Well, they have. You know, and you look at Loramie, I mean, they've done a pretty good job defensively on Cotter, but he's ran the ball 9 times for 53 yards. But they're not completing passes against him. But they're just not. They're moving the football a little bit. Loramie is, but they can't sustain it to get down and score, and there's the difference.
Yeah, 2 touchdowns for the Pirates. Neither one by Cotterman. This is a better balanced team than maybe we all thought.
Well, Robinson's been pretty good. He had the 35-yard touchdown run.
Yep.
That young man has looked pretty good. He had a great catch out here, too, on their only one completion that they've had.
Very clearly, Fort Loramie's new wrinkle offensively put in by head coach Whit Parks late this week has fooled Riverside a little bit. The Pirates have adjusted as the two quarters wore on here in the first half of this game. Fort Loramie, though, yet to break the big gainer on the ground, and it looks like Fort Loramie is going to be limited to running plays for the most part in this contest tonight.
Well, there's a combination of a very inexperienced quarterback and an offensive line that's allowing the Riverside defensive line to get through and put a lot of pressure on him. Not what you want to see with an inexperienced quarterback.
Right. Riverside did miss the second extra point try. Only time will tell if that becomes a factor. Riverside 13, Fort Loramie nothing at the half. A report here at intermission brought to you by Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Riverside Pirates lead the Fort Loramie Redskins by a score of 13-0 here at the half. Well, our Fort Loramie Redskins audience has yet to hear our interview with Kevin Forer, F-O-R-R-E-R, of Troy. He is the supervisor of GWOC officials. We spoke with him a few weeks ago about changes in the last few years regarding rules and regulations for high school football in the state of Ohio, including weather rules, the pass interference call, holding, so on and so forth, the concussion policy, which was very new this year. Kevin, by the way, supervises about 1,000 officials, multiple sports in the GWOC, and we asked him right off the bat how in the world you go about reviewing and scheduling so many referees, umpires, and officials for the GWOC.
We have a pretty sophisticated assigning system and everything called the Arbiter, and that puts all the games together. My schools, like on the varsity level, we don't let the schools know till 2 weeks prior where they're gone, so it really sets up to have the best crew with the best matchup around and everything. So it sounds complicated, but, you know, when you've been doing it for years, it just works.
How'd you get started in this avocation? It's quite unique. Everybody not cut out for it, for sure.
That's correct. I tell people I used to be sensitive and everything, but I started officiating baseball when I was a baseball player in high school, and I was going to Trotwood and started officiating, and then over the years started picking up other sports, started doing basketball and football, and then about 15 years ago we had a sudden need in the area for a signer because one of the great assigners who somebody I very much looked up to passed away suddenly, and it left everybody in a flux, and that's back in 1999. That's how I got into assigning, and it's just built up over the years.
Mm-hmm. Ohio High School Athletic Association football, 5-man crew throughout the state, referee, back judge, linesman, and the umpire. The roles of each, let's start with the referee, Kevin.
Yeah, well, so, you know, we have 5 positions. We use a mechanics book called the Gold Book that is set. We have a director of development in the state of Ohio, Dr. Bruce Maurer, and he set a gold book out there, and it really is to make sure that everybody is on the same page doing the same things. If you go to a game in Dayton, or you go to a game in Toledo or Columbus or Cincinnati. So the referee is, quote unquote, the man in charge. You know, he's the white hat and everything. Even though everybody makes decisions, he's the one that they will come down to, and he will really interact if there's some major things going on with the coaches or stuff. But his number one priority, he is the one that protects the quarterback. Okay, that is his number one job. So the head linesman is the guy that's with the chain crew. He's what we call one of the 2 wing guys. They are looking for unbalanced lines, making sure that there's seven on the line of scrimmage at the snap, and then they'll also look for penalties on their side. Same thing with the line judge. He has basically the same responsibility, except he doesn't have the chain crew on the other side. Mm-hmm. Your umpire is a guy in the middle, probably the most dangerous position, and you know, it's where I got my big-time start before I became a referee later on, and it's kind of, you know, the bigger guy. You know, you've got to be the one in there, and he's the take control. He's the one that makes sure he's watching for holding, and he's watching for illegal plays, but he's also the one that's making sure the game stays clean. He's really the most vocal one of everybody out there, although they're all vocal. Your back judge is exactly what he is. He's the guy that comes up and he cleans up. He's got the pass plays and everything, so majority of your pass interference calls will come from that position, but he's also cleaning up on sidelines, on out-of-bounds plays, and then getting the balls back in and everything. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. People don't realize, you know, that there's 22 players out there. Football is actually a pretty easy sport to officiate because each guy is only looking at about four or five players. You know, we're not watching the entire field.
Yeah, well said. Kevin Four of Troy, our guest, supervisor of officials for the GWOC. He assigns, he evaluates. You're familiar with the rules. Rules changes. Yep. How about the concussion policy?
Well, the concussion thing has become very, very serious. You know, our numbers have been going down. You're seeing that from the NFL on down, and it's very, very serious here now. Ohio High School has done a tremendous job of monitoring this and setting all the precautionaries in, but it's this bottom line, you know, it's something we're looking for. They don't ask us to be doctors, but obviously, you know, we can tell when somebody's bell's been rung, and if we take them out of the game, we if there's nobody on site to assist us, but if there's not a trainer there, once we take them out of the game, they're done. If we feel there's somebody that, hey, needs to be looked at, we will ask a trainer to come out, then we turn it over to the expert's hands. But
sure.
Our biggest precautionary thing is if they are taken out of the game, they're done for that day. There is no getting them back in the game, period. So,
the kickoff out of bounds, this rule has been in place for several years. Talk about the options available to the receiving team.
Yeah, it's one of those most people as a fan don't understand. And you know, most time on a high school Friday night, a referee is not, mic'd or anything like that. Or, you know, sometimes we don't explain it real well. But when there's a kickoff out of bounds, there's basically three options that the offended team has. And they can, A, take the result of the play where it went out of bounds at. So if there was an onside kick, it went out of bounds, it went out the 45, they're probably going to take that result of the play where it went out of bounds at.
Sure.
The second result is they can automatically take it to the 35-yard line. So if it went out of bounds at the 15-yard line, they can automatically take it to the 35-yard line. Or their third option is they can penalize them 5 yards and re-kick the ball. So you'll see that every once in a while if a team A has a good return team, or B, they want to return it live because they're getting late in the game and they need to get field position.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The pass interference call, roughing the passer. Talk about those two matters.
Two different ones. Pass interference, everything. This was a rule change a couple years ago. Not one that I fully agree with, but I get why they feel that way. But it used to be on a pass interference call on defensive pass interference that it used to be a automatic first down. That is no longer the case and everything. The reason for that rule is basically that National Federation has looked at pass plays all throughout the year, and the average pass play is 8 yards. Okay, so now if you do have offensive pass interference, that is still an automatic loss down. The roughing the passer, that play is, again, we protect the quarterback and everything. The roughing the passer is the result of the play is an automatic first down. So,
talk about holding calls for just a moment. Behind the line of scrimmage, ahead of the line of scrimmage, spot foul, line of scrimmage foul. Clear all that up for me.
Well, when you have a flag, basically it's the spot of the foul. So, or the end of the run. So if you have a holding play, and we'll just say that, you know, the hold was at the 30-yard line, but the guy was sacked at the 26-yard line, the end of the run was the greater penalty. So we refer to it, and if I can say this online, but screw the offense, okay? And that's just the terminology that is used out there. You take the greater penalty on that. So, again, if he was at the 30-yard line and he was sacked for, you know, tackled for a 4-yard loss, and they're going to mark it back from the 26-yard line. But if he broke it open and, you know, and he got 15 yards on the play, they're going to take it back to the spot of the foul on that play. So,
Kevin Four of Troy, supervisor of officials for the GWOC, our guest. One last discussion point, the face mask call. Officials are advised, if they're not sure that it was a 5-yard call, make it a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, we have several things that we go through, but that's one of those if it went in doubt. And so if you're in any doubt whatsoever, it's a 15-yard penalty. If you're thinking thinking about it was 15 yards, okay? So if you're seeing the head turn or whatever, same thing with running into or roughing the kicker. When in doubt, it's roughing, okay? You're going to take the bigger penalty on that and everything. So, and that's the right thing to do. So,
here in the state of Ohio, clearly a good idea a few years ago to institute the mercy rule policy. 30-point deficit, halftime, the clock runs continuously, basically except for timeouts, correct?
Yeah, there's like five different provisions that will stop the clock, but it's a great rule. Unfortunately, sometimes coaches don't use the best judgment in the world when they get in that big points, and some of it I understand. They're trying to get kids in. They also got to get ready for the next week, but, you know, neither end of a butt-whipping's fun, so, you know, my son's game last week was 49-0, and it could have been 80-0, and, you know, the running the clock, and then you calling off the guard. So it's a good rule. You know, the surprising thing of that rule was, I was really surprised by the statistic on this, but 35% of games last year had a running clock.
Oh, wow.
So it's 35%. So
injuries get avoided, I think, with the running clock in place.
Yeah.
And for that reason alone, I think it's a great rule.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, my son goes to a small school, and numbers is a factor when you get kids playing both ways. And so it's really, really important that something like this, and again, like you said, not having the injuries. So,
Kevin, here in the month of September, even in October, chance for late afternoon, early evening thunderstorms. The policy with regard to lightning and thunder.
Yeah, great question. And this happens every year, and it's actually an officiating nightmare for me, a signer's nightmare when it happens and everything. But the policy is, once you see lightning or you hear thunder, they're off the field. And it's 30 minutes from every time you see it or hear it. And no exceptions to that whatsoever. And I don't have a lot of money in the bank, but I want to keep what I have. So, and not only top of that, you know, I don't want to live with myself if I let a kid get, killed out there on the field and everything. The other thing we do this time of year is, obviously summer has finally arrived here in 1st of September, and we've had the hottest few days we've had. So the officials will take very big precaution out there, especially the smaller schools that kids play in both ways. You'll see a lot of water breaks on Friday nights and everything to help avoid dehydration and cramping and somebody just getting hurt. So.
A continued good officiating to you. Thanks for all the hard work you do with regard to assigning and evaluating. I referee some myself, and I just take the attitude that sometimes, some games, you're going to be 50% wrong 100% of the time, no matter what you do.
Amen to that and everything. So it's a great avocation to get into. You know, I tell everybody it's my golf game, and as I said at the beginning, I tell people I used to be sensitive, but, you know, pass the word out there. We're always looking for officials, especially good officials, to get into the sport and everything. So if they're interested in getting an officiating, go to www.ohsaa.org, go to the officiating tab, and it'll kind of tell you, follow the steps there to get involved and everything.
And so many thanks to Kevin Fore, supervisor of GWOC officials. Very enlightening comments about rules, regulations, so on and so forth. Halftime here at Fort Loramie. Redskins trail Riverside by a score of 13-0. We return with a second half kickoff by the Pirates to the Redskins in a couple of minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Deany Community Schools. We recently constructed 5 elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows and 2 of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media center.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web at aaginc.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
The game of football requires speed, athletes that are fast and can outrun the competition. Bigman Supply knows how important being fast is, not only in football, but when it comes to getting your order to you. That's why we have 10 trucks running the roads of West Central Ohio daily to get our large inventories to our customers. You don't win the game by being slow, and at Bigman Supply, the word slow is not even in our vocabulary. Bigman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And on the Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply scoreboard, it's 13-0 Riverside over Fort Loramie. Pirates will be kicking off from south to north to start the second half of this game. Redskins have moved the ball pretty well on the ground in this contest, but as Chuck noted during our Wilson Sports Medicine halftime report, a couple of big turnovers by the Redskins have been costly. One, a pick six. And that gave Riverside its first touchdown of this game. Pirates kicking off to start the second half. Redskins vying for good field position, if possible. Cotterman kicks a grounder down to the 19. Redskins up the far hash to the 27, 28-yard line, maybe the 29. Forward progress for putoff. First and 10 for Fort Loramie. Redskins, Chuck, have employed the Wildcat a few times. We have seen Worman run it from there, Putoff run it from there. Ward ran a couple nice jet sweeps late in that second period. You've got to think, though, that sooner or later, Fort Loramie, down by two touchdowns, will have to complete a few forward passes to get this game turned all the way around.
Yeah, they need to move the ball now down here, get themselves a score to get themselves back in the game, or they are going to have to throw it.
First and 10 Redskins, shy of their own 30. Marker on the play. Good off-tackle run for about 5 or 6 to the 35, but it's going to be brought back.
Have two people moving at the same time at the snap.
Speaking of Jake Ward, seconds ago, he lugged it on that play, but it's negated. Penalty against the Redskins. Chuck, Shelby County performed quite well in boys Division III state cross-country meet action today. Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, for this info. Anna finished 6th, Fort Loramie 7th, Bodkin 17th, Rushi 19th. And how about the Minster Wildcats and Rushi Raiders girls in the ladies' state cross-country meet? Minster number 1, Rushi 3rd. Minster 1, Rushi number 3. First and third, respectively, Minster Rushi in the girls' state cross-country meet. Fort Loramie on 1st and 15, backed up at its own 26. Jake Ward from the Wildcat tries to skirt right in. He scampers for about 4. I tell you what, cross-country has been the middle name for sports at Minster and Rushi. The young ladies especially, boy, they run and run and run and never get winded.
Hey, it's amazing. I have trouble going down the steps here.
Wow. Minster and Rushi, 1st and 3rd, respectively, in the girls' state cross-country meet today. Congratulations to Minster and Rushi High Schools. Bodkins finished 19th in the girls' state cross-country meet held today. How about Jackson Center in volleyball, number 2 in Division 4 statewide in the first AP poll? Macomb is number 1. Jackson Center ladies this week down to Anna in three straight sets. Jackson Center second in the state, Division Four, in the Associated Press. Macomb, which last year lost to Fort Loramie, is first in the initial AP poll of the season. Third and eight now, Fort Loramie, after a short running play on second down. And this third down play, it goes to Putoff. Putoff crawls for the last couple yards. With the crawl included, Chuck, he got about seven, but the ball is marked back, five-yard advance to the 38. Sets up a fourth and about two and a half to go for a first down.
Well,
Redskins might be in four down territory, but I guess not.
No, I don't think so. That penalty, I mean, they rushed that time for 11 yards on three rushes, but they needed 15 because of the penalty.
Right. If the Redskins were across the 50, they might go for it. But in their own half, it's punt time. End-over-end kick. Hits at the 33 of Riverside. Takes a pirate bounce back toward the 50. Fort Loramie catches it on the hop at the 35-yard line. First and 10 Pirates right there. Well, Riverside has turned Fort Loramie over twice. Redskins need to turn over the Pirates once.
All right. They need to try to do a little stripping on the runs. I don't see Riverside throwing the ball much. Now, the last time we said that, they threw a bomb. So we'll see, but I don't see them throwing the ball a whole lot here.
Sydney winning at Fairborn easily late in the second quarter tonight, 27-7. Lehman Catholic is down to Upper Soda Valley, 8-0 right before halftime. Minster Marion Local, 0-0 in the second. Last score we had, Anna up a touchdown, 7-0 on Parkway late in the second. Here's Cotterman blasting right up the middle, and he romped for about 7 or 8 quick yards for Riverside to the 44. Second down and about 2, maybe less than 2 yards to go for a first down. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Pirates to the line of scrimmage. Helmlinger, the junior quarterback, dishes to Cotterman. Cotterman puts his helmet in between a couple of his offensive linemen and squeezes out 4 feet, enough for a first down. Well, Chuck, you get the feeling that Riverside is unlikely to pass the football the rest of this game, unless for some reason if Fort Loramie would get a couple touchdowns, make it very interesting. Riverside's bread and butter, run the football. And they rush it very well. Helmlinger wants to throw after a fake in the offensive backfield. He spins to the left, and the quarterback throws a left-handed pass to a tight end, Harshbarger, who's got it at the Fort Loramie 44. This is very interesting, Chuck. The couple times I've commented tonight about...
They're listening to you.
Yeah, about Riverside's tendencies on offense, run the football play after play. The quarterback hears me and says, hey, I've got everybody fooled. I'm going to pass it.
Well, I mean, the way they run the football, their play action should be effective.
And it is. A gain of 9 on a first down throw. Right up the middle, it's Cotterman. And he's got a gaping hole. And he goes galloping right through it. 35-30 of Fort Loramie, finally tackled at the 32. First and 10 Pirates with 7:43 to go third quarter. Riverside in the lead, 13-0. Head coach Steve McGill of the Pirates has called an effective game. He's used that forward pass sparingly, but effectively. He sprinkled it in on a few occasions at the very right time. Here's a sweep, Robinson right end. He tries to cut the corner at the 30. He hot foots it out of bounds at the Fort Loramie 27. He raced for 6 or 7 on the play. Clock stopped at 7:22 to go in the second half, or I should say in the third quarter of this game. 13-0, Redskins trail Riverside. Which comes up to the line of scrimmage. Trey Long over the ball at center. The guards, Logan Parker and Hunter Craiglow. The tackles, John Norris and Andrew Racine. Here's Cotterman, left guard. Has a little bit of a crack. He bangs through it to the 23 of Fort Loramie, a yard short of the first down. Third and 1 for the Pirates. Or Riverside can just about put a bow on this game. They can package it up and deliver it. If they can put a bow on the box after getting a touchdown at the end of this drive, up two scores. Riverside has it inside the 25 of Fort Loramie. Here comes a run blitz by the Redskins. Cotterman wrestled to the turf, but he picked up the first down of the 21 or 22. First and 10, Riverside. We played nearly half the third quarter. Pirates lead 13-0. What, barring a series of breaks over the last 15 or 16 minutes of this game, it would be very difficult for Fort Loramie to overcome a three-touchdown disadvantage. First and 10, Pirates, just shy of the 20 of Fort Loramie. Here's a handoff, right tackle. Ball carrier tucks it away, secures it, stays on his feet. Cotterman upended outside the 15. Actually, his knee touched back at the 18. Previous line of scrimmage, the 22.5, so it's second down and about 6.5 to go for a first down. Shane Crawford, who's got the pick six for the score, is flanked way out to the left for the Pirates on second down. Man in motion across the formation. He's just a decoy because the ball is dealt to Cotterman, who digs hard up the middle to about the 14. Third and two upcoming. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Boy, Riverside has had the football, Chuck. It has been a boring game offensively, but as you have said, as I have said, extremely effective.
Well, that's the key. I don't care how boring I am if I win. I mean, they used to say that Jim Tressel was boring, but he won a national championship.
Yep, he got the job done. He moved the sticks, and he got points enough to win games. And this time, Fort Loramie on third and short, spies on Cotterman, penetrating beautifully into the offensive backfield. Is the Redskins' West Putoff, who charges into Putoff, meets him chest to chest, and throws him back to the 15-yard line. And now Riverside is looking at a fourth and three with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 15. Boy, this is a huge opportunity for the Redskins to stop Riverside on downs, and Fort Loramie must get it done. Snap to Elmlinger, give to Cotterman, right tackle. Oh, he's got a crack, a big opening. He's beyond the linebackers at the five, stays on his feet. A touchdown. Connor Cotterman, the big fullback for Riverside, gets his first 6 points running the football on the night. He's got one PAT. He missed one. We'll see if Riverside elects to kick it here or go for two. 19-0 Pirates, 4:28 to go second quarter. Or I should say third quarter.
That was a great job by the offensive line that time.
Oh, it sure was. Yep, a wide gap opened up between right guard and right tackle. Cotterman did the rest. And just as we thought, Pirates go for two. Two receivers flank left, Robinson in motion. And they give it to Hayden Robinson. And he's running around left end. He's unmolested over there. And he tiptoes his way to the pylon. He's got the 2 points after. 4:28 to go, third quarter, Riverside 21, Fort Loramie nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Manbach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Riverside Pirates 21, Fort Loramie nothing. beyond the midway point, third quarter. I've said a couple of times here in this period, Chuck, it was the second quarter, not second half. Fort Loramie wishes it were still the second period in the first half of this game. Redskins on the return of the kickoff to the Fort Loramie 33-34-yard line. I want to straighten something out. I'm sure I've misled our listeners, and I was mistaken when reading some notes. Ken Barhorst was so grateful in alerting me to the boys and girls state cross-country rankings, not state meet finishes today, which is how I may have communicated the information. Minster first, Rushi third in girls state cross-country rankings out this week. First and third, Minster and Rushi respectively. And in boys Division III state cross-country rankings, we congratulate Anna sixth in the poll. Congrats to Fort Loramie, seventh in the Division III state cross-country poll. Bodkin 17th, Rushi 19th. And as I noted, Jackson Center number two in the Division IV volleyball poll, Macomb number one. And I'm sure I miscommunicated that earlier. I have straightened it out. Nonetheless, the young ladies at Minster and Rushi can run circles around anybody else in the world. Fort Loramie, second down, 6 yards to go for a first down at the Redskins 37. It's Wes Putoff plowing right up the middle. Line of scrimmage was at the 37 far hash mark. It's now at the 41. Third and a couple for Fort Loramie. 3:20 left to go in the third quarter. Riverside 21, Redskins nothing. 27-7. Sydney over Fairborn, as Ken alerted us several minutes ago. That was late in the second quarter or at halftime. Here's Fort Loramie out of the Wildcat. First down yardage. A good push up the middle to the 45-yard line. Putoff with a second surge. He's got first down yardage. 5 yards shy of midfield. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Don't forget, next week we've got Sydney at home against Toledo Waite on Friday night. Kickoff at 7 on the air at 6:35. And 2 weeks from tonight, week 6 of the season, Marion Local at Anna, our second look at the Rockets this year. That kickoff will be at 7:30 on the air at 7:05. Here's a drop snap. Timing is off on the play. And a tackle for a loss back at the 41. It's Putoff, who's tripped up. A minus 4. Second down and 14 for Fort Loramie.
Boy, Roberts shot the gap that time, and he was waiting for him. That was an outstanding defensive play.
Chuck, alluding back to what head coach Tim McGill of Riverside said in the pregame, he noted, hey, we're 3-0. We haven't played a real difficult schedule. And I'm not sure how good we really are at 3-0. I think we got a pretty good club. Wow, I think if there were any doubters, the Pirates have answered questions this evening.
Well, they would definitely be a force in their league.
Here's a roll out to the right, a throw to the far side of the field. Yes, it's caught on the dead run at the 45. Good run after catch to the 48. Put off on the receiving end. Drew Lerman pitched it. Line of scrimmage a couple yards short of midfield. It's still 3rd and 7 for the Redskins. And with the loss of Austin Siegel, the sophomore quarterback for Fort Loramie, who's out with a meniscus injury and will miss the rest of the season, the Redskins have used several different people in the offensive backfield in that Wildcat or quarterback position. Whoops, here is a whistle, a flag. Prior to the snap, motion call against Fort Loramie. Minute 13 left in the third. 21-0 Pirates.
Well, you don't ever want a penalty, but that snap was so bad, it's probably a good thing there was a penalty before this play commenced.
Yeah, I think so, because the whistle nullified a very bad hike in the spread. It was on the ground, and the whistle was sounding. Just over a minute left in the third. Redskins to the line of scrimmage at their own 43. Lining up outside, slot left is Ward. Here's a snap back, a rollout to the left. Nice forward pass on the run. Catch at the 50. Zipping downfield after the reception is the receiver to the 45-yard line. Brooke Putoff has really flashed some speedy wheels tonight and some glue-like hands. Good throw by Worman on the dead run, sprinting out of the pocket.
That's a nice, safe pass play that time. It's like a long handoff.
46.5 left in the third quarter. 21-0 Pirates. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. 42-yard line of Riverside. Snap back on the play to Worman. He's in trouble back behind the line. Tried to dish it forward. He's dumped as he delivers the football. Ball falls harmlessly incomplete at the 41 or 42.
Well, that was Hayden Robinson again, and he broke on that ball and got a hand in, played it perfectly. If we gave Clancy's to the other team tonight, he would be our Clancy's player of the game for Riverside. He's been outstanding.
And solid performance by Hayden Robinson on both sides of the ball. Excellent play there defensively. He's got a 35-yard touchdown romp to the end zone. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Second and 10 for Fort Loramie at the Riverside 42 after the incompletion. Snap on the ground again. Picked up and run. Left side of the field, no gain. It was Jake Ward dashing to the near sideline. He ran out of green into the Fort Loramie bench. Clock stops. No, it doesn't. Apparently he did not get out of bounds. 25 seconds to go in the third. And it's going to be third and 9 after a pickup of a couple feet. Let's see if Fort Loramie can get off another play before the third period finishes. 10 seconds left. Redskins at the line of scrimmage. 3 seconds on the play clock. Run, left tackle, little room. And a good split between two defenders by the ball carrier. Wow, it's put off. And he carved out space down inside the 40 to near the 35. Time expires. Fort Loramie will have a fourth and a yard when we start the fourth quarter at about the 35 of the Pirates. Riverside 21, Redskins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fort Loramie rushing to the line of scrimmage on fourth and a yard and a half at about the 34 and a half of Riverside. Forward progress nailed right at the 32. That's about the line to gain for a first down, Chuck. The measurement will be mighty, mighty close.
Yeah, they're going to have to measure this. Got a lot of penetration, though. I think he's going to come up a little bit short.
At a Fort Loramie's advantage, Chuck, the scoreboard clock didn't start to begin the fourth quarter.
There you go. If they don't start it for a while.
As the PA address, as the PA announcer notes for the crowd, we have a linear yardage assessment by the officials. The chain is extended, and Riverside holds. About 3 or 4 inches short is Fort Loramie at the 32-and-a-half-yard line of the Pirates, who take over the football. First and 10 Pirates, who came into this game with a 3-and-0 mark. Not victories over powerhouse opposition. Arcanum's 0-and-3, Arcadia's 1-and-2, Cedarville's 1-2. Riverside beat Arcanum 20-7 and rolled over Week, Arcadia, and Cedarville 41-0 and 56-14. But on the road here tonight, Riverside has played quite well, leading 21-0 first few seconds of the fourth quarter. After a road date next week at Ridgemont, Riverside starts a swing of four of its last five games at home, including a contest October 2nd at home against Lehman Catholic, won the next week against Upper Soda Valley. And then it's clear sailing down the stretch, weaker opposition in Lima Perry, Waynesfield, Goshen, Hardin Northern. So this Northwest Central Conference, Chuck, may very well be decided in the next couple weeks or so.
Yeah, sometimes that's the way it happens when they, when they schedule these things and it's top-heavy. The big boys play each other early.
Of course, Lehman Catholic plays here against Fort Loramie on October 16th, and we'll have the play-by-play in color of that game for you. A shaken-up Riverside player down in the field. 10 seconds gone early in the fourth quarter. Pirates 21, Redskins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank home equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And we've got a pre-snap penalty on, I think, Fort Loramie. It looked like the Redskins were clearly in the neutral zone, didn't it, Chuck?
No, I think maybe he moved. I think he drew him into the neutral zone.
You're right. Right again. Chuck nailed it.
I got my new eyes. I'm seeing so much better now.
Motion call up front against Riverside. 5-yard walk-off. First and 15 for the Pirates. 11:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Riverside 21 and Fort Loramie nothing. Anna has scored a touchdown in its game against Parkway, missed the PAT. It's 6-0 Rockets at home, leading Parkway. Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Big run on first and 15 for Riverside. Right up the middle, it's Connor Cotterman, like a runaway locomotive. He hustles down the track for a 16-yard burst.
Well, what we're starting to see is Cotterman now, he's still strong. They didn't run him a ton in the first half. He's over 100. He has 116 yards now on 19 carries.
He was checked pretty well by Fort Loramie first two quarters. Have to believe the Redskins defense becoming a little weary. Here's a right-end run. Robinson bounced to the sideline. Out of bounds he goes at the 47. He scurried for four. Cody Gasson chased him to the Pirates bench across the way. Second down and 6, Riverside. 47-yard line of the Pirates. Fort Loramie Redskins, 0-3 coming into this game. Home next week against Hardin Northern. Then at Waynesfield, Goshen, at Ridgemont. And those are certainly three games the Redskins can win in the upcoming month.
That's going to be encroachment on Fort Loramie.
Pre-snap penalty again, and this one's on the Redskins. 10:47 to go in this game. Played the first three quarters, Chuck, in brisk fashion because of penalties and clock stoppages. A little draggy here at the outset of the fourth.
Yeah, it's getting a little sloppy. 21-0. It's kind of, the game's kind of over, and kids aren't stupid.
Slot left for Riverside. Fort Loramie showing run blitz. It is Cotterman, first man through, who's handed the football, and he churns for a couple. He plows down to the 46. It'll be third down for, no, that's a first down run, by mistake. First and 10, Pirates, 46-yard line of Fort Loramie. Dylan Eilerman in there on the stop for the Redskins. Who have you had your eye on for Fort Loramie, Chuck, tonight?
Well, I think right now it's Drew Werman kind of has the advantage for me here. Eilerman has played a really nice done a nice job defensively. So it's still in the air a little bit.
Yep. Warman and Eilerman for the Comanches player of the game. End sweep. Good run. Riverside. Broken tackle. Offensive backfield. Oh, look at him go. And he sheds another tackler at the 40. Stays on his feet. It's Helmlinger, the quarterback. Out racing Redskins down inside the 20. And he chugs all the way to the 15 before being tripped and knocked out of bounds. What a run by Helmlinger, the quarterback for Riverside. My goodness, between Cotterman and Robinson and Helmlinger, it's been a three-headed monster tonight for the Pirates. Tough to stop them.
They can run the ball. I didn't catch the number. I apologize. There was a block at midfield that sprung that, and he just laid a Fort Laramie kid out.
It was a clean one?
Oh, yeah.
Here's Riverside running. It's Cotterman off tackle, and there's a hold. And that might be the first offensive holding call during a running play against Riverside in this game tonight.
I think it might be the first holding call all night.
And I tell you what, as often as these two clubs have run it, credit the offensive linemen for displaying the discipline needed not to hold, obviously. Boy, these Riverside linemen, excellent run blockers to be sure. 9:31 left to go in the fourth quarter, 21-0. Pirates driving for more, but must retreat after this penalty call here. On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, it's 21-0 in favor of the Pirates. So many thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Thanks to Chris Geisey, all the associates and staff at Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney. Four locations, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. To the line of scrimmage, Riverside, line of scrimmage, 30-yard line. Robinson trying to get the corner turned, slowed down by a host of black-shirted tacklers at the 27. And so many thanks to Barker Insurance, 25A, north of Sydney, south of Anna, for three straight years. Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. Barker, that's for sure. 25A, a mile north of I-75. North of Sydney, south of Anna. Oh, there's misdirection back to the left. It's Cotterman. He springs it down inside the 20. And, oh, he's caught. Somebody nipping at his heels. It wasn't Cotterman. It was Shear. Almost off to the races in the goal line. But he was caught around the shoestring at the 19-yard line of Fort Laramie. That saved the touchdown.
It surely did.
8:14 left here in the fourth quarter. 21-0 Pirates. Third down for Riverside, which can get a first down down around the 4 or 5 yard line. Ball inside the 20 where it's marked for play. And around the right end, it's Riverside. It is Trey Helmlinger, the quarterback, who just tucked it away, put it on his hip, tried to dance around the end. Redskins flooded that side of the field and threw him down for a loss back at the 20.
Cotterman has the leg strength to kick a field goal from there. I just don't think he has the trajectory to get it there. He does not get the ball in the air very well.
No, he's missed one PAT. His kickoffs have been driven long and hard. They've been very flat boots. Riverside to the line of scrimmage, going forward on fourth down at the Fort Laramie 20. 15 yards needed for a first down. Here's Helmlinger. A high, lofty pass in the air. Yeah. Down near the goal line. It's a jump ball. I think that's offensive interference. Ball's on the ground.
I think it's going to be defensive. He had a hold of his arm, and he could not get his arm, the second arm up to try to make the catch.
Yeah, maybe so. There was a tug of war, not only for the football, but for each other's arm at the goal line.
Yeah.
Incomplete one-on-one coverage. And Helmlinger throws a ball, Chuck, which is difficult to defend. He throws it so high, you camp under it as a receiver, as a defender. you stop in your tracks, you're not sure what to do.
Well,
you get too aggressive and you run right through the receiver.
And that time it was a toss-up. He just grabbed an arm, and it was obvious. The referee was looking right at it.
And it's pass interference against Fort Loramie. First and goal, 10-yard line for Riverside, which gets a big break there. Again, Helmlinger hasn't thrown it often, but when he has, he's been effective.
You kind of wait for the fair catch call when he throws it so high.
Yes, you do. Oh, here's Cotterman, right up the gut, blasting hard, inside the five, stays on his feet, journeys to the one. Goal to go from that spot. Riverside aiming for its fourth touchdown of this game. Well, I like the comment of Tim McGill, head coach of Riverside, before the game. So much respect for the Fort Loramie program. He, like other coaches in the Northwest Central Conference, say the Fort Loramie program, the Lehman program, those are the two that everybody else aspires to be, to emulate. And Coach Whit Parks of Fort Loramie, a class act, has come with a new offensive look tonight. It worked pretty well first half, but two turnovers, mighty costly for the Redskins, who ground up yardage but couldn't get it into the end zone. Timeout called here. Second and goal, Riverside, up 21-0. 6.5 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
And Riverside on second and goal from the Fort Loramie one tries an end sweep around the right end, and it's a touchdown. Keck rumps into pay dirt for Riverside. Good run by Joey Keck, spelled K-A-E-C-K, but the junior backup tailback pronounces the name Keck, and he took the handoff from Helmlinger, and he raced around right end. Got inside the pylon at the goal line for the score. 1 yard run by him. 6:20 left in the fourth. Riverside leads at 27-0. Here's the PAT to make it 28. The kick is away, and it is good. Connor Cotterman blasts that one through, and it's a 4-touchdown lead by the Pirates halfway through the fourth quarter of this game. I'd like to remind you all about our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, electric, heating, air conditioning, plumbing. They do it all. Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com, TOMJERRYS.com. Say you've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. when Gus got here. Established Geyer's in 1922. He greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com. That's GAIERS Inc.com. Now the Fort Loramie return of the kickoff, not a good one. Fine tackle by Riverside. Back around the 24 or 5-yard line, shaking up player down on the field as a Pirate. Gives us a chance to break away. 6:13 left in the fourth. Pirates 28, Redskins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Just over six to play here in the fourth. Redskins had the football, first and 10 at their own 28. Two receivers left. Here's a wildcat look. I think it's Ward trying to cut it outside left tackle, and he has his feet cut out from under him at about the 32-yard line. This drive starting at the 30. I may have mistakenly said the 25. Second down, 8 for Fort Loramie, with 5:50 to go here in the fourth period. Riverside Pirates, 2 touchdowns in the first half, 2 here in the second. Riverside scoring on a pick six. That was the first TD for the Pirates. Traveling about 90 yards, Shane Crawford, defensive back, tipped it, got it on the rebound, and away he went down the far side. And that broke the ice in this game. It was a scoreless deadlock, nothing, nothing, up to that point in time. In fact, Fort Loramie, it had the better of the field position throughout the first 13 or 14 minutes of this game. Short running play by the Redskins to the 34. Third down, 6 to go for a first down. 5 minutes remaining in the fourth. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Double slot to the near side. It is Ward, I think, in the offensive backfield, rolling right, pitching on the run, and it is caught. Splendid reception. Wow, well done by Plyman. Nate Plyman was rolling to the ground. He was being tackled as the ball arrived. He clutched it, hung on. He's out to the 45. First and 10 Redskins. Down to 4:34 left in the fourth. Boy, Fort Loramie would do itself proud, Chuck, to get the ball into the end zone before this game concluded.
Yeah, you always hate to be shut out.
That would be something on which to build for next week. Rolling right, ball carrier, Ward, Fort Loramie, gets out of the edge, and he zips for 8. I said Ward, I should have said Worman. Not the Ward W, but the Worman W. Here's that name, Robinson, again. Public address mentions it. Hayden Robinson in on the stop for the Pirates. Line of scrimmage, 47 of Riverside. Play went for 8. Second and 2, Fort Loramie. 3:48 to go, fourth quarter. Again, next week, we are at Sydney. Toledo Weight at Sydney. Weight was 0-3 coming into play tonight, playing in the state of Michigan against Ecorse High School outside of Detroit. Sydney was winning on the road, 27-7 at the half against Fairborn. Incomplete forward pass down the field, intended for Plyman at the 39-yard line. Third and a couple for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 47 of Riverside. Clock stopped at 3:29 left in the fourth. Tell you what, it's been a real challenging first year for head coach Whit Parks in his first season at the helm of the Fort Loramie program. The schedule didn't do him any favors. He had a young team, graduating 20 seniors off last year's squad. Boy, here's a good running effort. Defiant rush, broken tackle, one after another. Jake Ward won't go down. As the PA man said, a feisty run by Ward, that it was. He stayed on his feet to the 36, first down for the Redskins. Boy, that was a second effort, third effort, even a fourth one by Ward.
Well, you can talk about a team, and you can get a read on their coaching staff by how hard these kids are still playing down 28 to nothing.
And you know what, Chuck, you've made an excellent point. That's the one thing that head coach Whit Parks has been so pleased about. He mentioned it in the pregame a couple times. A-plus for effort. This team has pounded the pavement, worked very hard, and you can see it again here tonight. Feisty run by Ward for first down. After a gain of a couple on first down, 34-yard line of the Pirates. Second and 8 for Fort Loramie. Hey, Jake Ward's played a very good game.
He has. Yes, he has.
Is it Ward? Is it Worman? Is it, you mentioned Eilerman. Here's a sweep left end. Ward on the edge, gets the corner turned. Look at him go. He's down inside the 25. 20. Will he be caught? He's skipping inside the 15. Bounced out of bounds in the area of the 10. Jake Ward with a splendid second half. Chuck, you may have to rethink your Clancy start of the game.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
2 minutes, 16 seconds left in the fourth. Ball marked for play at the 10.5. Fort Loramie can get a first down inside the 1. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Double slot right. It's Ward in the Wildcat, rolling, throwing into the end zone. It's up for grabs. It's loose, incomplete.
Wow. Almost intercepted.
Yes, indeed. Riverside had the best shot at it. No question.
Broken up by number 10.
Jesse Keene, who plays split in on offense, nearly made the pick about two steps deep in the end zone. Second down 10, Fort Loramie. Inside the 11 of Riverside. Clock came to a stop, minute 56 to go in the fourth. Here comes Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Snap back, Ward, right tackle, springs it wide, right in, thrown down at the 5. Third and 4 from that point. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaching out to assist small businesses in the area, providing high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, upgrades, tutoring, data transfer, data recovery, custom builds, and more. Adams Tech Solutions, repairing your mobile device, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Snap from center on the ground. Redskins make the most of it. Chewing up yardage down to the 2, the 1. Fumble on the play. I think the Pirates have got it. No, it's in the end zone. And Fort Loramie's got it for a score. How about that? What a way to get 6. That was a loose ball. I think Ward got it down near the end zone. Riverside stripped it. And it was Frank Meyer who picked up the football and toted it across, Chuck.
I think he fell on it in the end zone.
Touchdown, Frank Meyer. Offensive lineman, defensive end, goes both ways. He was Johnny on the spot. Thought for a minute Riverside got it. In fact, the Pirates started to celebrate a little too soon. It was Fort Loramie which scooped it up and got the 6.
Maybe they're great sports and they wanted Loramie to score.
Extra point try by the Redskins, who are down 28-6. Kick is away, looking good. And it is, right down the middle, smack dab. 68 seconds to go here in the fourth. Redskins lead at 28-7. Josh Siegel on the successful PAT. Pirates up just over a minute to go. 3-touchdown lead, Riverside, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
On the Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies scoreboard, 28-7 Riverside, 1:08 to go here in the fourth. Sydney leading Fairborn 33-7 late in that game down in Greene County. Sydney romping over Fairborn, and the Jackets next week will return home. Chuck, game number 5 of the year. Sydney will come into that contest against Toledo Waite with a mark of 3-1.
The Yellow Jackets are playing well right now.
As we noted earlier, junior quarterback Jack Fiesel, another Shelby County quarterback, out for the year. Ninth grader Alec Gordon, who has stepped in for Fiesel the last couple of weeks, getting the nod tonight, going the distance. And he'll be at the helm running the show against Toledo Waite next week. Andre Gordon, QB for Sydney. He is a really good freshman talent. Kickoff by Fort Loramie through the end zone. Pirates start 1st and 10 from their own 20. A moment ago, I was telling you about Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Adams Tech Solutions, owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. He offers you high-quality, prompt computer service. It's on time, and it is excellent service. Provided by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-tech computer solutions for your business or for your home PC. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. You can phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. And in the kneel-down formation, Riverside's got the ball at the 19-yard line, a half minute left. And that is going to wrap it up. The Riverside Pirates come into Fort Loramie and whip the Redskins by a count of 28-7. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors all night long, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolle in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, the developer for Timber Trail, the new subdivision, South Edge of Anna, Route 25A, Anna Utilities, Anna Schools, not far from I-75, Timber Trail, developed by Middendorf Builders. Give Mitch Middendorf a call at Middendorf Builders. These additional underwriting sponsors on the air with us all year long: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Bluffton University's MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, The In-Between just south of Botkins, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, Adams Tech Solutions in McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship in Wells Brothers, Inc. And these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fort Loramie, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. We'll return in a minute with our Clancy star of the game. And we'll preview next week's encounter here on ScoresBroadcast.com when we come back. Tonight, Riverside victorious over Fort Loramie, 28-7 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
So many thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, for filling us in on scores throughout the night. And to Jeff Bray down in South Carolina. Jeff, a pioneer for scoresbroadcast.com, helping getting us launched back in the years 2007, 8, and 9. Thanks so much to Jeff Bray. We appreciate all your great service and continued service, I might add. Jeff alerts us via text. Anna 13, Parkway nothing, midway through the third quarter. That's Anna 13, Parkway nothing. And Sydney leading 33-7 late in the game on the road at Fairborn. Congrats to the Yellow Jackets. Chuck, any other scores?
What I wanted to do was Jeff had asked us to shout out a assistant coach for Riverside. Bryce Hodge,
yes,
said he's a great kid, a former Riverside athlete, got his teaching degree and is now a teacher at Riverside High School, and he's also an assistant coach. And if Jeff Bray says he's a great kid, I buy it.
Yeah, Bryce Hodge, one of the several Fort Loramie Riverside assistants, head coach is Tim McGill. Assistants along with Bryce Hodge are Derek Pertee, Tim Davis, Hunter Bosch, and Jason Bell. Tim McGill, the head coach of Riverside, a team which came into the game tonight, Chuck, 3-0, and rated number 3 in Ohio Division 7, Region 26. A 4-0 mark now for Riverside with the victory tonight over winless Fort Loramie. Riverside's going to be right in that picture at the season's end in this region of Division 7. Of course, the top 8 qualify for the postseason. Riverside just missed the playoffs last year, losing to Fort Loramie by a point in the 10th game of the season.
Well, this is not an incredibly strong league, and Riverside looks really, really good.
Oh, yeah. Riverside, a lot of us thought was the team to beat before the season started. Riverside, Upper Soda Valley, clearly Riverside the favorite to win the Northwest Central Conference. For Fort Loramie, it's back to the drawing board. Certainly not in terms of effort. Tell you what, the drive has been there. The Redskin players have performed hard, play in, play out all season long. And we can point to the touchdown late in this game. Good concerted effort, lengthy drive down the field. Redskins get 7 late in the fourth quarter. Because of injuries, because of playing a number of underclassmen, a lack of experience. And Fort Loramie clearly a little shorthanded this season on the football gridiron.
Well, they 256 total yards for Riverside, 233 for Loramie. Each team had 10 first downs. You look at the two turnovers, and Loramie could not sustain when they got the ball down into Riverside territory.
Right.
And Riverside was able to punch a couple of touchdowns in. That's the difference in your ball game.
28-7, Riverside wins it. Our star of the game brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Well, I couldn't divide it up, so I'm going to have to give it to Drew Weirman, and I'm going to give it to Jake Ward. Those two young men were outstanding tonight for the Redskins.
Yeah, they'll alternate bites at Clancy's.
They get one meal, but they're going to do okay, and I think they might get two drinks.
The two W's, Ward and Weirman, win the Clancy's Award tonight. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And again, so many thanks tonight to Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhaus and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Also on the air with us all year long, Brookins in Fort Loramie. There's not been a good eating place like Brookins ever before. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Call Mitch Middendorf about that Timber Trail subdivision south of Anna, Route 25A. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Also on the air with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie now, Chuck, with an eye on continued improvement. The next three games are winnable. Hardin Northern, Waynesfield, Goshen, Ridgemont. Redskins hoping to generate some confidence before week 8 against Lehman Catholic right back here at Fort Loramie.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to get better. This is the first night. I mean, they I like the offensive set they ran.
Yes.
They come in with a very inexperienced quarterback, and I liked the way they set things up, did a lot of direct snaps to different people out of the same set, mm-hmm. ran some misdirection. I thought some of that was pretty good.
Yes, it was effective. It moved the ball. Redskins just simply could not get points in that first half and trailed 14-0 at intermission. And Riverside sealed it with the first two scores in the second half of play. Vaunted running game displayed by Riverside tonight, which threw it effectively when the quarterback did go up top.
Yeah,
what a runner this Cotterman is.
Yeah, he's good. And Robinson, my goodness, they're a nice 1-2 punch inside, outside.
Oh, yeah, it's not just the Cotterman show. It's a well-rounded Riverside team. So many thanks to Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, alongside Chuck McBee. Stats, color, on-site engineering. This is Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie. Again, the final score, Riverside 28, Fort Loramie 7.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.